This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hello and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I am one of your hosts, Tom.
And I'm Tim.
Tim, how are you doing this week?
Tom, I'm in cold, frigid Massachusetts.
And yeah, loving every minute. In a different state. Oh, really? You know it was like 62 degrees in New York today?
Yeah, I know. I mean, I haven't been. I don't go outside anymore anyway, yeah. So like it's fine. I don't care about weather.
Yeah, well, the anklet doesn't work outside, right?
That you have no, it doesn't. The authorities show up. You saw Ant-Man. It's like that.
Right. Is that the only frame of reference both of us have for like what happens if you walk outside?
That's the only frame of reference I have for the criminal justice system in America at all. It's through the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Right. That if you help Captain America let a fugitive get away, you're and then escape from like a prison that's under the ocean, I think.
Yeah, I don't really remember.
They'll put an ankle monitor on you, and you get to stay at home.
And then what's his face? Randall Park will come, and he'll be delightful. Who doesn't like that?
Exactly. There are worse fates than what happened to the Ant-Man.
How are you doing this week, Tom?
Tim, let me tell you, I'm on cloud nine this week, because guess who cleaned up gambling on the Super Bowl?
You?
Me. Remember I was talking about how I was going to gamble big on the Super Bowl?
No, you hate gambling.
I know, but Tim, I decided, you know what? Sometimes you got to do stuff that you hate, even if it costs money.
Was it like the boxes? Did you buy a box?
No, I didn't buy a box. I downloaded one of the apps we were talking about.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
the one,
man,
that didn't sponsor us?
Yeah, I mean, none of them sponsored us. I downloaded one of them apps. I didn't really understand how to get like bonuses. Mm-hmm. You know, there is one app.
Wait, so they're offering like $150 like bonus when you sign up. You didn't take advantage of any of that?
I was trying to, but so first off, a lot of these
apps.
You,
the guy that like works every angle, knows every coupon code, knows every like, your home is full of things that you bought just because like
they
you found
cheap.
A really strange discount and like you had to do a weird thing to get it, but you did that weird thing.
Well, I was like researching them all. And I almost did one of the things had like, if you bet $50, you get a $250 Uber Eats credit.
Mm.
And I don't use Uber or Uber Eats or anything, but I was like, oh, $250. I mean, that's got to buy some stuff.
Food, right?
Yeah. But then I was like, I really don't want to bet $50. That's like above my limit.
Right.
And like looking at the fine print, it was like, there are too many words in here I don't understand. So
this is
like,
why, Tom, I've been encouraging you to go to law school. You you did the first year and a half, Tom. You're very close.
I should go back. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it has come up a lot of times entering sweepstakes. I wish I had finished up law school, because I just don't understand some of the boilerplate language.
Exactly.
So I didn't do any of that. I thought I did a thing that would, but a lot of these, it's like you get $300, but it's like, no, you get $300 in bets, and those bets are like $5 each. You can't be like, cool, here's $300. I'm going to bet on like the coin costs. And then if I win, I'll get $600.
I'm sorry for calling you out on this, because I hate this, but did you say the coin costs?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah, and I did that during the game, too.
That's a, So that's not like a drunk thing. That's just
That's I think just early dementia symptoms coming on. Oh boy, yeah, I was concerned the last time I did that too.
Look back on this and not laugh soon.
I know. I was reading a thing the other day too about how like dementia and Alzheimer's. It's like actually like the symptoms show up way earlier than we expected, but even then, it's too late. So,
good to know. Anyway, you want some money?
Drop me in a river. Tim, I bet 30 big ones.
$30,000.
No, 30 big ones. $31 bills.
Okay. $31.
See, all bills are the same size. So in essence, they're all big ones compared to coins. Yeah. I bet $30 and I walked away with $38.96.
Wow.
Thank you very much.
Were there fees taken out of that by the DraftKings?
There was a dollar fee taken out. I had won $1 more.
That's, you know what they call it? That's the VIG, Tom.
Oh, is that what the VIG is?
I don't know what the VIG is, to be honest.
I knew you didn't know you.
I don't know.
Trying to show me up.
Like, being a bookie, like, gambling is just so complicated to me. Because, like, I understand, like, all right, these apps, they have computers and, like, guys and staffs and stuff that figure this stuff out. But, like, when there was, like, a bookie in the 80s, like, on sitcoms, or it's like, let me call my bookie.
Right.
It's like, how is this scumbag doing all this math and like figuring like, oh, these are the odds and like keeping track of like.
And then you're trusting that person.
Yeah. But then these guys are keeping track of like, oh, well, a lot of guys are betting on the Rams. So I got to adjust the odds now. So now the odds are different. That's too much work. God bless these bookies.
God bless bookies.
God bless bookies. Not these apps. Again, these app companies are just a bunch of Silicon Valley eggheads, and I'm never going to root for them. But the scumbag just hanging around local bars taking bets.
Yeah. And he's got
enterprising
a little,
young man.
A little book, and he's writing down things in it, and he's like, I got these odds. Won $38. I was very excited about that. I think the biggest bet that I had was on the coin toss.
Tom, you won $8, to be honest. To be clear.
I mean, in a way, I won $38. Because I considered that $30 just gone.
Right.
Like, a little bit into the game when I had, like, won $22, I was thrilled that I was like, oh, this only cost me $8 to, like, watch the game with any kind of concern about who wins or loses. But yeah, looking in these apps too, you can like bet during the game. You can like, you know, during plays, it's like, bet what's going to happen now. You've got 5 seconds. It's a real bad thing.
Terrible for people with a gambling addiction.
Oh my God. Yeah. Because at least with like a gambling addiction, you have to like go somewhere to gamble or know a bookie. But yeah, this just being able to do it on your phone, it's it's bringing the bad way phones affect everything to one of the worst, you know, like addictions a person could have.
Yeah. Imagine there was like an app on the phone that was like every few minutes would be like, do you want us to shoot a shot of whiskey directly into your mouth?
Yeah. Do you want to be drunk right now?
Well, yes. You can do it right away.
Yeah, sure. Why not? I mean, it's easy enough.
Before you come to your senses.
That was my Super Bowl experience, Tim.
Well, congrats. And Tom, we're going to have to bleep that. We're talking about the big game.
Oh,
here.
That was my big game experience.
Tom's big game story.
And I don't have written permission from the National Football League, so I couldn't tell you the first thing about what happened during the game. Not even who won.
No. I mean, were you really even watching?
No, not really. I was supposed to just looking at the app and considering betting on using my winnings to bet on other things.
Usually I arbitrarily pick a team, usually like based on geography or, you know, perceived like I don't like this part of the country, so I'll root against them. This year I didn't do that.
Yeah.
And I just I didn't care. I just mostly I was there for the commercials, Tom, and boy, commercials are bad.
Yeah.
I don't want to get all jag about commercials, but come on. Come on, people.
Yeah, everything's pretty bad nowadays, so
yeah, I guess the commercials are the most reflective of where we're at as a society, right?
Yeah.
And yeah, just really bummed me out. You don't like betting, Tom, but
no.
you're like a crypto enthusiast.
I'm not an enthusiast, but I
what is that if not betting?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's the same way, like, you know, the stock market's gambling. Like, you know, you're putting money in expecting a return. It's just like longer term gambling.
Yeah.
But yeah, I wasn't into like all the crypto ads and everything because I believe in crypto long term. I think like eventually it will shake out. But I think right now is like, you know, the internet was in 1997 where it was like nobody really knew how this was going to work.
We need that first crash where everybody like,
oh,
loses
yeah,
their
probably.
Shirt.
Yeah, and then, you know, all everything else will shake out.
And then
some
ghouls will figure it out. And
yeah, so I'm not super into the idea of, like, especially NFTs. NFTs, I think, are mostly a scam. The idea of, like, you know, getting consumers who don't know, who see a Super Bowl. Like, if you're learning about something through a Super Bowl ad, and it's gambling pretty much, you shouldn't be doing it. Like, sure, maybe if somehow you hadn't heard about this stuff and you're like, oh, I'm going to research, fine. But yeah, don't just sign up to something and pour a bunch of money. Or do like I do with the gambling of like, I'll buy like $100 in Bitcoin, see what happens.
And
I'll be the richest person ever.
Yeah, if you ever hear us reading an ad endorsing these companies, that supersedes anything that we said in the last 10 minutes.
I mean, if we have gambling ads and crypto ads and NFT ads, look, that means we've learned something valuable. And we're just trying to share it with our audience.
We're always evolving. We're always learning new things.
Yeah. Oh, you want us to be stuck in our ways? Get out of here. Get out of town. We're
enlightened. Yeah, we're asking questions. We're getting new information. We're changing our tune when it's appropriate.
When the tune needs to be changed. Speaking of which, you see this Baz Luhrmann's Elvis trailer?
I haven't seen the trailer. That was the movie that almost killed poor Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson, though.
Oh, that's where they got COVID. Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks great. It looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. We watch.
Who plays Elvis? Baz Luhrmann?
No, it's like it's some guy that I think is wearing prosthetics.
Okay.
But he's got the Elvis voice down.
Nice.
Yeah. Looking for it. And Tom Hanks is wearing a fat suit.
There we go. This is all I want for a movie.
And Tom Hanks is playing the Colonel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And boy, he's got a real funny voice in it.
Colonel
so.
Tom Parker, right?
Yes. Yeah. So he's doing like a funny accent in it. I'm all in. I can't wait.
Do they mention the Elvis stamp from the 90s, Tom?
I'm guessing they're saving that for the movie, maybe an after credits part.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, where it's like, why are we following the Postmaster General into the back room?
That was the, Tom, can I just say, this is going to be, this is just for you. Everybody else could fast forward 30 seconds. The same year, I think it was the same year that the Elvis stamp came out, that the Death of Superman came out.
A good year to invest.
There was a kid in my
class.
These
were the cryptocurrencies of our childhood.
As you know, there was a kid in my fifth grade class.
Who wore the Superman armband.
He was late to school the day that the Death of Superman came out.
The day Superman died, Tim.
Right. And he wore the black armband that came
in the comic,
claimed that his mom made him wear that black armband. But I don't think that's true. But that same year, the Elvis stamp was released, and there was a girl in my class again, late to school that morning, and she came to school in a shirt that had the Elvis stamp picture on it, and in a pink hat that had the Elvis stamp picture on it.
Yeah. So she these had kids... obviously been at the post office that morning.
Yeah, I mean, these parents are keeping fifth graders out of school.
Yeah.
To get merchandise for like weird branding opportunities.
What do you anticipate you're going to keep your kid out of school in fifth grade to get in line for?
Oh, it's going to be like...
It's probably not even going to be something you have to like go in person.
No, when they release the ALF stamp.
Yeah, oh, okay. You'll be at home just clicking refresh frantically.
Exactly. And like he'll be late to school because it'll be like my dad was like really trying to get the ALF stamp as soon as it came. He needed a first edition ALF stamp.
Well, Tim, this week we're not talking about any of that stuff. We're talking about something related to fifth graders, I guess. We're talking about gym class.
Ooh. I knew that. I said that like that was news to me.
Like it was a big reveal to you. It was your idea. It was one of your ideas.
Yeah. Also known as phys ed, physical education.
Or PE.
Yeah.
I feel like at our school, there were a lot of like common terms like phys ed and PE that just like were not used. And I thought they were like TV terms because I would like see them in TV shows.
Yeah.
But it's then like,
that's the way they must talk in TV land.
Yeah. Well, I mean, same thing. We didn't have a middle school. And I didn't realize that was weird until like, and I thought like, oh, middle school's a thing TV invented, like, you know, where all the kids from Saved by the Bell hang out at the Max. Just like that's, you know, not every town has a cool hamburger place with a owner that does magic tricks.
Right.
This is also just a made up thing. Middle school, phys ed, I'm trying to think. There are other terms like that.
Well, it's not just terms. Mm-hmm. I feel like they just didn't like teach us a lot of stuff. Like when you got to college and your peers were talking about like we never like diagrammed a sentence. Like we never learned like what's the subject or the object of a sentence.
No,
right?
We learned that stuff.
I didn't teach
you
me that.
You weren't paying
stuff.
Attention. No, but there was plenty of other stuff. I mean, yeah, I took like, I don't know, 5 or 6 years of Spanish and got to college. It was like, oh, I don't know Spanish at all. Why am I taking a Spanish class?
Yeah, I had to take a language requirement for freshman year of college.
For freshman year. Mm.
And they're like, oh, you took 6 years of Spanish in high school? Cool. Mm-hmm. Take this placement exam so you know where you place into. Like,
right.
What will you be? I placed into beginner Spanish 1.
which was like a class for preschoolers that students who had children.
And Tom, I got straight A's in Spanish years.
Well,
no, for six years in high school. And then after that, I did so poorly on the placement exam that they're like, nope, you start right back at the beginning.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we went to a weird school and our gym class was no exception. I also want to mention up top, Tim, we didn't have swimming in our gym class, which is apparently a somewhat common thing, I think.
Yeah, well, we didn't have any pools.
Yeah. Well, we
can't have swimming without a pool.
The town had a pool, but the school didn't have a pool.
Yeah, Tom. Okay. A pool existed in the proximity.
Right. But it wasn't open anytime the school was open, really.
Right.
I think maybe like a week overlap.
Were you one of those guys that tried to be like, hey, it's the first day of school. Let's go to the freshman and sell him a pass to the pool and say it's on the fourth floor?
No, I didn't know people were selling passes. I had heard that like, oh, yeah, there's a pool on the fourth floor. And it was like, well, you can tell by looking at the building outside, there's no fourth floor. Kids.
Who's counting stories on buildings but as they're walking
by? It's not like, oh, it's a 25-story building and somebody's like, but on the 26th floor. It's like, no, you can very, very clearly see, oh, one window, two window, three window.
Tom, I got a question for you. When you pass a building that's kind of tall, not like really tall, but kind of tall, do you ever try to count how many floors there are on it?
No, I'm not like a toddler or something.
I try to count. I always lose count. It's very hard.
Where do you lose count? What New how York tall City, a building? Tom. Or are you going to like the Empire State Building and counting windows?
No, that's far too many to count.
Yeah,
like,
okay.
If there's like a 15-story building, I'm not sure. You know, if I get lost around like 9 or 10.
I don't understand why you're trying to count them in the first place. What do you care?
I don't know. It's like a mindfulness exercise, I guess.
This is not a mindfulness exercise, Tim. How is that bringing mindfulness? Mindfulness is about like the inside of you, not trying to count how many floors a random building has.
Appreciating what's around you, and what better way than to like, I don't know the details of a building that you're
Jesus
standing next
Christ.
To.
Tim. I want to start off talking about, you know what? We'll do this in a nice way. We'll do this negative to positive.
Okay.
The worst aspects of gym class, and then later we'll talk about the best aspects.
Well, you think that's a nice thing to do, but we inevitably will run out of time and never get to the nice thing. So this will just be a very negative episode.
The first one I have on my list, Tim, actually, it's the only one that I have on my list. The President's Challenge.
That's the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm surprised.
Do you want to explain what it is for?
Well, I'm surprised.
What are you surprised
you,
about?
That you're against that.
Because Arnold Schwarzenegger is so closely associated with it. Yeah. He didn't know what he was getting into.
So it's a challenge.
And I can like Arnold Schwarzenegger, Tim. I can, in fact, even love Arnold Schwarzenegger without loving the fitness goals he sets for me.
Okay. Well, I mean, if you'd be a better man if you
listen to Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah. Okay. So it was a series of fitness challenges that children had to do.
Yeah. Which, by the way, started by LBJ, ended by Trump.
Cool.
which makes a lot of sense.
I mean, started by LBJ. It's not like LBJ was like some fine physical specimen.
Tim, what are you talking about? He was hung like a hog.
Yeah. I mean, that had nothing to do with his performance in gym class.
I was reading a lot recently, Tim. You know about like how involved potentially George H.W. Bush was with JFK's assassination?
No, but he was like a CIA guy, right? Like he was.
Well, there's documents that talk about a CIA agent named George Bush who he said that must be a different guy, even though he was later the director of the CIA. He was in Dallas when JFK was shot, and when asked if he remembers where he was when JFK was shot, he said he doesn't, which is like the
one
archetypal
thing.
Everyone remembers where they were when JFK was shot. He was in the city that JFK got shot in, and he's like, really can't remember.
Just have a dang cover story. Isn't that the first
thing
right? They teach
Be like,
you for
oh,
the
I was, yeah, I was watching television. I certainly wasn't, reloading a magazine in the book depository. I'll tell you that much.
Tom, the presidential fitness test. So it was a series of physical challenges, but not the fun double dare type.
No.
Do you
have a list? Oh, I thought you maybe had a list.
I do. I mean... Okay,
I want to see if I can remember from memory.
Okay.
Running the mile.
1 mile run.
The V-sit and reach.
V-sit and reach. There was like a ruler that was put out in front of you. You sat with your legs up against the wall or against this? No.
Against like a piece of wood that was attached to the ruler that would go in between your legs.
It was meant to test your flexibility and you had to.
Yeah. To see how far you could reach in relation to the bottom of your feet.
Right. Mm. I remember a negative number, like,
yeah,
was bad because mm-hmm. that meant you couldn't even reach your feet. Positive, right. No, I think anything in the positives, you were golden.
Right, but then sometimes there were people where it was like, this person reached like a foot beyond their feet. They're insane.
Right. Okay, so you got two. There's five mm-hmm. of them, Tom.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought there were five, but okay. The next one is pull-ups.
Pull-ups.
Or I hated flexed that. Arm hang.
Flexed arm hang, only for the girls.
Right. Only girls were allowed to do the flexed arm hang, which was basically getting into the position of a pull-up, like having your chin above the bar, and then they yank the seat that you're standing on out from under you like a hangman's gallows.
Yeah.
And you have to see how long you can hang there like that.
Right.
And I remember as a boy that couldn't really do pull-ups, the flex arm hang seemed like, I mean, I could do that forever.
Exactly. And that was what I was like, because I couldn't do a goddamn pull-up.
I think there was like 1 year where I think my like upper body strength and body weight equaled out that I could do like two or three pull-ups, maybe.
The pull-ups was the worst one because there was one pull-up bar. So yeah. Everyone sat had to watch. There and uh-huh. just watched everybody go one at a time. And then there's right. the athletic kids, the couple that were doing yeah. like 55 pull-ups, and then inevitably you'd be called next. And the gym yeah. teachers all freaking resented me because I like not only was I not athletic, but like I was an asshole about it because I was embarrassed all the time.
Right.
And I had a bad attitude.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, well, how could I have a good attitude about something I'm bad at that everybody's going to laugh at yeah. me for? That was the thing with the pull-ups. It was like, you know, because these were all, I guess we should also mention, this was between, I want to say like fourth grade to sixth grade, maybe third grade to sixth grade.
I mean, it went into high school, I remember.
Did it?
I remember okay. sitting in the West gym, was that the smaller gym?
Yeah.
And doing the V sit and reach at one point.
Oh, maybe I do too. Yeah. So it was kind of like they tested you like pre-puberty and then like into puberty. So like those ages, I want to say like 8 to like 14 maybe.
Yeah.
And in particular, the pull-ups one was just like a fucking farce because as like a 10-year-old, it's either like you can't do pull-ups or you can do infinite pull-ups.
Exactly. Exactly. Like they had to like
stop. There was nobody that could do like 5 pull-ups.
Right. Oh, it was humiliating. It sucked. And like everybody was there watching. So all the girls in the class.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And like the gym teachers loved it because they were like, survival of the fittest. Ha ha. But the other thing is like you were aware of like what the average was supposed to be
yeah.
for everything. So
they
like,
would tell you, yeah.
For a kid like me that got like straight A's and everything and just was, mm-hmm. God bless me, a wonderful kid, just not very athletic. Uh-huh. Like it was a way to like, you know, a kid
cut
gets
you
a
down
D,
to size.
A kid gets a D on a spelling test. They don't announce that in front of the whole class and make him stand up and try to spell fucking words.
Right.
But like, I can't do a pull up, and every uh-huh. and they like it's a very public failure.
Yeah,
it's bullshit.
And it's not like they gave us any kind of instructions about these types of things. Like,
they
here's
didn't
how
teach us how to do a pull-up. They weren't like, here's how you train for this.
Right.
Or you like, just showed up, you're wearing your jeans in fifth grade. We didn't even like, geez, so you're wearing jeans, you're running a mile in the jeans. It's ridiculous.
Like, at least the mile running a mile, it was like, well, this is like a good indication of overall fitness and stamina if you can, like, you know, complete a mile under 15 minutes. That was basically, if it was over 15 minutes, you were just written down as 15 plus.
Yeah, but also, it's not like this is a class. We were at school, right?
Yeah.
So, like, the idea is before you give a test, which this was, you're supposed to fucking teach. Right, yeah. And they didn't find it necessary to teaching somebody to run a mile efficiently, you're gonna be like, okay, we're gonna run a quarter mile a couple days, then we're gonna bump it up to a half mile, and we will build your stamina, we will build your persistence. But no, it was just like one day we've never run in class before.
No, never.
And then suddenly it's April 18th. Okay, we all have to run a mile.
Yeah,
just cold. Yeah, ridiculous. It's
long. Yeah, longer than you've most kids run. Even because, like, as a kid, I mean, you played like baseball, and I played soccer as a kid. So it's not like we were completely inactive, but it was still like, I don't ever run a mile playing children's soccer. The field's too small.
And also, the pull up bar. If you went near the pull up bar on any other day other than pull-up day for the presidential fitness test, you'd get detention.
Yeah.
This is a flawed system. President Trump was right.
Sit-ups was the next one I remember.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sit-ups I remember not being bad at. That was like the one that I could do decently.
That was also like, it was the honor system. Like you buddied up with a friend. And like half the class did sit-ups, and like you had to, it was how many could you do in 1 minute? And your friend would be holding your feet and counting and getting distracted or whatever. And then
or not really.
Nobody
caring.
Was watching you because, you know,
it was too many
honor
kids
system.
Lot, yeah.
It was great. And then you did the best. And if you had good friends, you'd scratch their back, they'd scratch yours. It's fine.
Mm. Well, and also it was like, all right, a minute. Like, as hard as you can for a minute, that's all you have to sustain. Like, running a mile especially when you're a kid, that's like a long time to sustain. And like V-sit and reach and pull-ups, it's like, well, if you can't do this, there's no amount of effort that is going to change that. If you physically do not have the upper body strength to pull yourself, or if you're not flexible, you can't just like grin and bear it and just be like, I'm just going to go as hard as I can for a minute.
Right.
Because I remember even like kids that weren't in good shape could still do okay on the sit-ups because it was like, it's just a minute. Just go as fast as you can and worry about being tired later.
And someone's holding your feet, so it's not hard.
Yeah.
And nobody's saying like, oh, that wasn't a good sit-up.
Exactly. All you had to do was you had to keep your arms crossed and your elbows had to touch your thighs. I think that was like it.
Do you remember the last one, Tom?
No, I don't.
I have a very clear, vivid memory of doing this last one. And again, this was in grade school. We didn't change into gym clothes before gym. You just right? You just came as you were. There were no locker rooms there.
No, you were supposed to wear sweatpants.
That
but
to
a
school
lot of
that
times,
day?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing that. I remember running the shuttle run. Which was a sprint.
Oh, that's what it was.
You sprinted across the gym, picked up a block, sprinted back, put it down, and then you did that again. There were two blocks that you had to. Mm-hmm. But I remember running that in jeans, a turtleneck, and a sweater.
Why were you wearing a turtleneck as a child?
Because that was kind of my look in the winter a little bit.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that about you, Tim.
Yeah, I had a turtleneck and like kind of like a bob haircut. It wasn't... It wasn't a
Sounds
great
like
look.
A really great look. I'm surprised to hear you weren't very physically fit at this age, Tim.
I think I look pretty sharp.
It sounds like you looked like everybody's mom during this time. This episode of The Complete Guide to Everything is sponsored by BetterHelp. Tim, you ever have something you really need to get off your chest?
Constantly, Tom.
Constantly? You're just walking around, you want to tell people you hate them or you love them or you know where the treasure is buried.
Interesting, you went negative first, but yeah, no, there's a lot of things.
Love, second. And then the treasure, that's also
the positive. Treasure is the wild card.
It could be good or it could be bad. We all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start affecting us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. As everybody knows, we're big proponents of therapy on this podcast.
Love it.
We think it's something anyone can benefit from. It's not just people who've been through traumatic experiences or going through a rough patch. Even if you're doing good, maybe you can do better. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/completeguide today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/completeguide.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
All right, Tim, we talked about the bad parts of gym class. But
what about the showering?
Well, as you said, there was no showering in grade school, but there was in, I think, just junior high. Like,
by high school. Like, we were supposed to shower. And, like, I understand why we were supposed to shower. I never did, not even once.
Yeah.
But I also never worked up a sweat in gym class in high school. I should not have ever passed phys ed. Yeah. In any of the years in high school. I did not try at all.
Yeah, I just remember, I think it was like seventh grade when we entered junior high. Again, we went to a weird high school that was seventh grade through 12th grade. So 12 years old to 18 years old, right, in one building. And I remember distinctly that being like a big part of high school, that it was like, well, once you get to high school, in gym class, you have to shower, and in sports, you have to shower. And that is at the age where you don't want anyone to see. You don't want to look at yourself naked, let alone have anybody else see you naked.
Not like now where we're looking at ourselves naked in the mirror all the time.
No, but flexing. I mean, like, nowadays, I don't know, if I have to like disrobe at a doctor's office or like at a gym or something, I like don't care as much because I'm like, whatever. Take it in, boys.
What I didn't like was when the coaches for like the after school sports would change in the locker room with like the cross country coach is like, why do I have to see this man's dong?
Yeah, why do I have to see a 13? A full grown man's dong and be like, holy moly, look at that thing.
Why doesn't he go in like the next section over? Why isn't there like an adult
section? Yeah, why is he like,
okay,
there are three children in here getting nude. Let me also get nude in here. Yeah. Or not getting nude, like very strategically, like waiting until nobody's looking to like, actually not even getting nude, because like you didn't really change, or at least I didn't really like change my underwear. Like, if you played football, you had to, like, wear a jock strap, I guess. But, like, otherwise, like, I played soccer and throughout most of high school. And it's like, well, I'm going to wear the underwear I wore to school today. And then when practice or the game's over, I'm going to go home and shower there.
I mean,
so I wasn't really changing out underwear much.
Preteen and teenage boys are gross and smelly. I understand why it's like, if it were up to me, though, I wouldn't be like, let's make them all communally shower together. I'd just be like, let's just make them not go to gym class.
I also don't remember how the soap worked. Like, was there a dispenser or something? I feel like they
never stepped foot into the shower. I have no idea. And I think the gym teachers were just like,
a few
this
times.
Kid will get fucking eaten alive in there. But I'll look the other way for this guy.
No, I remember being forced a couple of times to shower. And they gave you like a little washcloth. So like a lot of people would just kind of like strategically place that washcloth, much like
over their genitals,
the leaf Adam wore over his genitals, and just go in and get wet. But like, I don't remember there being, because it was like the coach was like, as long as your hair's wet, fine, whatever, you know.
I mean, that's a shitty position to put an adult in.
Yeah,
where he's just like I remember like. Just like a good guy coming around to me and like, look, I know, but like I have to, like,
yeah,
it's third period. You're going to be
going smell so bad.
I know you're going to be in this school for another 5 hours going from classroom to classroom. Like the other teachers are going to be like, dude, what the fuck? Like you gotta do something about this.
You can't stink these kids up and then leave us to deal with them. Yeah, but I don't remember I don't remember soap even being available. It was just like, I don't know, bring your own soap, which I guess makes sense, but like I didn't. I just remember like going in quickly enough to like wet my hair, hoping nobody said anything about my butt or genitals or like not noticing them at least.
Yeah.
And then getting the hell out of there.
The problem with everything, it's the same thing that was the problem with the pull-ups. It's the same thing of the locker room dynamic.
Yeah, everybody's looking at you.
Everyone's in the same boat where like 90% of the kids like don't want to have any attention on them. But then there's 10% of the kids, like the athletic kids or the kids that are like, yo, I hit puberty early and I'm not chubby.
Old.
And it's just like, yeah, I'll walk around nude and I'm a jerk about it. I'm a dick about it to everybody else. And like,
yeah,
ha ha ha. And it's just like, everybody's on your side except for those couple. And there were also the athletic ones who like, you know, just had a pull-up triumph down in the gym.
Yeah, and now they're also show like off their pubic hair.
exactly.
just to add insult to injury. All right. Well, enough about Tim. You're going to get us thrown off of all these platforms if you keep talking about preteen boys showering.
No, I'm against it.
Yeah.
And also, there's one platform that you know, might take down
Spotify.
Would
be fine. I don't understand because, like, since to keep on the showering thing for a minute, since having showered in high school, I've like since been to and I remember distinctly because it was one of the best showers of my life. One of the best showers of my life, and you were there, Tim.
I know exactly what.
Which was after
the shower of my life too.
We
weren't in the shower together.
No, and that's my point. After we went camping for like 5 days in Yosemite, we went back to San Francisco with a friend of ours, and he took us to a Russian spa. And I could give two shits about like the rest of this. The rest of the spa was nice and everything. But the shower was transformational.
Yeah, because we hadn't showered in 5 days and we were living in the wilderness and hiking.
Yeah, and hiking and like sweaty all the time and just like so gross. And it was like, not only is this going to be a shower, it's going to be a nice shower. But I distinctly remember that it was like they had five showers that you could use, you know, individual showers. And that's what I kind of don't understand about the whole like high school shower room thing where it's like, can you just put up some dividers and be like, there are five showers. Everybody gets three minutes in and out.
I understand in 1956 they did things differently.
Right.
And like everything was hellish. But
right.
Like, come on. We have a little bit of shame these days.
Yeah. And again, being like 12 years old, coming in from practice, and it's like, oh, that I'm walking by the shower room right now that's full of men, just full of nude men. It just made me very uncomfortable.
I wasn't really clear on what was going on. Like, I was very out of it after being in Yosemite for a few days.
Yeah.
And then we went to this spa, which was nice. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay. And I like took the shower. And then there was like even a little like attached to the shower, a little private
like
place
a hose?
Where you could, where, no, a private oh. place where you could put your clothes back on. And oh, so yeah, I did yeah. that. Or mm-hmm. put a robe on. And I
right.
put mm-hmm. a robe on. And I went out. And then immediately, there were just two nude women there.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, wait, everybody here is nude and it's co. I didn't know anything. I didn't know what I thought. I was just coming here to take a shower. I was going to hit. And
that whole experience, our friend Nick shouldn't have taken us there. It was too jarring. We had been in the woods for 5 days. He's like, come to this like locker room where it's co-ed and everybody's naked. And guess what? It's not like ugly old women nude. It's like incredibly attractive women just walking around naked yeah. while you've been in the woods like a monster.
Older women can be attractive, Tom, if that's we have a large older woman listenership. Ever hear of Helen Mirren?
I've heard of Helen Mirren. I'm not saying older women can't be attractive. I'm just saying that it was
to
like...
To you.
No, I'm just saying that it was like full of like people in the prime of their lives, like the best shape of their lives, probably. Just walking around like the day they were born.
Yeah.
And I didn't
except
know
older,
that.
Except like, you know, 28 to 35 years older.
Yeah. And I just wasn't mentally prepared for that again after being in the woods for like a week and just feeling like a real like mountain man.
Okay.
Very, very weird situation.
Tom, as predicted, we have very little time for you to talk about the positive aspects of gym class.
Okay. I want to talk about the positive aspects, Sim. I want to talk first off about a little game you might remember called Bernie.
Bernie?
Yeah. Bernie the ball. Remember Bernie the ball? Bernie the tether ball that just got whipped around in a circle?
Oh, and you had to jump over? Guess yeah. what we called it?
What'd you call it?
This is Coach Dunbar's...
Yeah, Coach Dunbar.
He called it Jake the Snake with us.
Oh, yeah, Jake the Snake. Yeah, it was Jake the Snake. I think it was... I think Bernie was a different thing.
So, basically, what I think this coach in, like, fourth grade did... This gym teacher,
and this was the best thing.
He just walked over to the tetherball, which is weird that tetherball is a thing that, like... I don't think that's still on playgrounds everywhere, but like when we were kids.
Yeah, it seems very dangerous.
Yeah, but he took the ball off the tetherball pole and the rope.
Yeah,
and he just stood in the middle of a mm-hmm. circle. All the kids circled around him, and then he would just whip that ball around on the and
faster and faster. You had to jump
and
over
have to
it,
jump over the rope.
But then sometimes he'd have to duck. He would bring it off the ground.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you got whacked in the head with a tether ball, it's not fun. Tether balls are pretty hard.
Yeah. Whatever.
Whatever happened to Jake the Snake?
No, that coach.
Oh, Coach Dunbar? Oh, I don't know. I mean, he may no longer be with us. I mean, he's certainly retired by now. He was the best coach. He was just like a weird guy.
His catchphrase was, don't do what you're not supposed to be doing.
Don't do what you're not supposed to do.
Can I tell you what he did?
Which is such great advice when you think about it. Like, he was like as close of a thing as we could get to Yoda in school. And also a very weird, I didn't understand how he was our gym coach from like elementary school through senior high school. Yeah. Like he was just kind of always around being a coach.
He was a good man. My brother is a couple years older than me. When he was in second grade, this was we missed out on this bit because apparently Coach Dunbar's bit was when the first day that the second graders were in a new school, it was their first day with him.
Grade school. You went from elementary school to grade school,
and he would, you know, talk. He'd introduce himself to the class in gym class. And then he would lean back on his chair. And in order to teach the kids not to lean back on the chair,
not to do what they're not supposed to do.
Yeah. He would do a pratfall and fall back on the chair. And everybody would laugh and be like, and that's why in second grade now you have to learn. You can't.
Yeah.
But he did this in my brother's class. Mind you, he's the only guardian in this gym. He leaned back on his chair, did the pratfall, but smacked his head on the desk and got knocked unconscious. Jesus. So there's, how old are you in second grade? 7? So there's like 37-year-olds on their first day of school.
Not knowing what to do.
A man lying unconscious on the floor in the gym that they've never been in. And I think he was there for like 45 minutes until the teacher came back to get the kids and saw this man. So he stopped doing his pratfall.
That's a real shame because he had a bunch of great
bits. He was a very
good
physical. You know what? He always reminded me of kind of like an earnest figure.
Yeah.
He's kind of an Ernest P. Worrell.
He reminded me a little bit of a Macho Man Randy Savage. He kind of had a voice like that, like kind of gravelly voice. But yeah, he was a master at like, throwing a wiffle ball but having his finger in it so it didn't actually go.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm like, oh, got ya. I had him. I played tennis in junior high school and he was the tennis coach. And it was great because he just let us fuck around. He didn't really care what we did. But he would like, he would offer helpful, like when he came around, he was actually like really good at like giving, you know, like here's what's wrong about your form. Here's what you should be doing. And like he would show it to you and then like have you do it enough where you got it. And then you'd be like, oh, OK, I see. Great. Yeah, you're right. This is the way to do it. Yeah, he was a great coach.
Yeah, a good man.
Between pratfalls and Jake the Snake, he was also big
and whatever
on...
Bernie was.
I think Bernie was Jake the Snake. I feel like he had a whole lore to it. I feel like something happened to Jake the Snake and he explained what happened to Jake the Snake. Like Jake the Snake got sent off to war or something. And then, you know, there was the new ball. It was Bernie because I think the tether ball just eventually like the rope ran out, you know, wore out and it got detached. But Bernie was the best. Second to Bernie was dodgeball.
Oh yeah. And everybody loves dodgeball.
Not everybody does. Like that's like a big like movie trope, I think, that like you know, the non-athletic kids don't like dodgeball. But I don't find that to be true. Dodgeball was like a kind of like a level playing field. It was like, look, anyone can get a lucky shot in on somebody. Anyone can catch the team ball and be a hero.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, we played, I think, I don't know if it was like regulation dodgeball. It was dodgeball with multiple sized balls. And if you caught a ball instead of getting hit with it, depending on the size of the ball, you brought team members back who were on the bench, and the smaller the ball, the more team members you brought back, to the point where there was like a softball or baseball sized Nerf ball that was the team ball, and if you caught that, then you know it was the hardest ball to catch.
I just remember there's nothing finer than hearing Coach Dunbar yell, team ball when you caught the team ball. And everybody
and
runs
and the bench
back
is clear. Yeah. Like, oh, man, what a feeling. What to catch the team ball, it doesn't get better than that. But also, what a fool you have to be to throw the team ball in a way that it could be caught. The team ball, you gotta throw that, you know, there's no plate you have to get over. You just had to get over the line.
Tom, let me tell you something.
You didn't have to throw it at all. You could put it down on the ground and ignore it.
Unless I was the last man standing, I would, if I got my hands on the team ball,
mm-hmm.
I'd always pass. I'd do a lateral to somebody else.
Let them be
on their conscience.
Yeah. The ropes. What about the ropes? Climbing the ropes.
I could never. Actually, you know what? I could never climb the ropes. And then one year I figured it out. I figured out how to like use my legs.
Wrap it around?
Yeah,
me too.
I had no upper body strength. To this day, it might surprise you to know that I don't have any upper body strength.
I believe you could probably climb the ropes with no legs. Which some kids could do.
One year I figured it out. Yeah. I got spooked by heights. And like halfway up, I was like, you know what? I'm not going to climb this rope anymore.
Climbing the ropes was fun because depending on what line you climbed up to, you got to be a member of a club.
A monkey club, right?
There's a monkey club, chimpanzee club, King Kong club, Tarzan club. There were a bunch of different clubs depending on what line you got to. I think maybe there were like three lines and then the roof, maybe two
and
lines.
And whether
and
or not you used your legs.
Yeah. And not using your, again, that was like people who were just kids who were just clowning on everyone with their upper body strength. I mean, they were also, every kid that could do that was also like very short. There was just like a type of kid who was like short, but had like better upper body strength than everyone, and they could do these things all day long.
Yeah.
But they'll never make it in the big leagues.
I mean, no, actually one of them made it into Major League Soccer and did very well.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was in your class, not mine. And then scooters. Do you remember the scooters?
The scooters that you'd sit on. They were like little squares, and there were four little wheels on one on each corner of the square.
Well,
right?
That was the pushing ones, but then there were the ones that had like the handles to the sides.
Oh, yeah, those were great. Yeah. Those were like toys that we had at home, right? Like
they
those were
advertised them on TV.
Oh, did you not have them?
No, I didn't have one. It is sad for me. I would have wanted one. And then when they had them at school, it was like, school has something from commercials?
Ooh, yeah. What's next, a pogo ball or a skip it?
Boy, I could only imagine.
What's next, Yoo-hoo? And the only house rule is you don't have to sink one to drink one?
But the scooter things, I don't really understand what they did, you know? It was just like, I guess it was like coordination a bit.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it was just like, get these kids up. They have friggin' energy to burn.
Yeah.
And like, especially like in like elementary school and grade school, it was like, we can't have these kids sit around. They'll fucking explode unless we let them just like go into a gym and like move their bodies a little bit.
Yeah. We also had in grade school, I remember dancing. They were like, they would teach us different dances.
I remember there was a square dancing unit and art, like, I guess it, like, we unionized kind of. and it was like, no, we don't want to do square dancing. We don't want to do a square dancing unit. That's lame. And we cut a deal that, we would do square dancing, but in return, there would be an assembly where the whole school would come to the cafeteria and our class would sing Kokomo in front of everybody.
Yeah, we had that too. We all sang Kokomo. Hopefully those kids are still singing Kokomo.
Yeah.
I remember, I have a distinct memory of one time, I forget what we'd even done. But me and friend of the show, Dan, did something and like ran away during like recess and ran into the building. I think it might have just been like, you're not allowed in the building if you're doing recess.
Oh, I remember this story. I don't know if you want to tell this story, but a student got loose.
Oh, that was, no, that's a different time. This time, that was, you're talking about a student that karate kicked another kid and then ran out of the school, which we didn't know was a thing you could do.
Yeah, but that blew my mind once you realized, like, there's nothing keeping you in this classroom.
No, it was
like, just like an adult that like is 30 against one.
Yeah. So we like ran into the school because I think it was like, let's just, you know, recess is boring today. Like, let's just go wander the halls and fuck around. And when we ran inside, oh, it's like one of the few times something from a cartoon worked. We ran inside and they were doing square dancing in the gym, and we just ran in with that crowd and square dance with them. And we saw the lunch aides come in and like look around and just be like, well, I guess they're not in here, and just leave. And it was like the closest I've had to The Fugitive when he joins the St. Patrick's Day parade.
Oh yeah.
And he just finds a hat and puts it on. Yeah, and they can't, and Tommy Lee Jones can't find Harrison Ford. And this actually predates the Fugitive movie. So maybe they took it from the time me and Dan ran into the school and just started square dancing and the lunch aides didn't find us.
The famous square dancing scene in The Fugitive.
Tim, do you want to solve a problem?
Tom, you always say this. You wait until the end of the...
Yeah,
like,
well, it happens at
left.
The end. All right, well, it'll be a quick problem.
All right, yeah. Let's. Hey, for the first time in 2022,
it's true.
And probably in like the last 6 months,
yeah.
Let's solve a problem. Hello and welcome to Tim and Tom Solve Your Prob. God damn it. I screwed it up, Tom.
Are we just going to keep going?
Yeah, we're going to keep going. Welcome to Tim and Tom Solve Your Problems.
Okay.
I'm Tim.
I'm Tom. Tim, you know, we did those 30 takes and it was just like, I don't think you're going to say it right. We have to keep going.
I mean, that was the best one by far, Tom.
Oh, the other ones. I mean, sometimes you said things that are very problematic.
We've been canceled. if you have a problem you'd like us to solve, email us at thecompleteguidetoeverything@gmail.com. Well, let's do one of these every week, Tom.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm trying to, and then I get yelled at by you.
Well, no, you go on and on about freaking
Jake the
Snake.
Well, I have a lot of interesting things to talk about.
All right, this one comes to us from Petey, Tom, from the Discord.
Okay.
If you've spent any time on our Discord, you've seen Petey. He's very, very active there.
He's a big man around campus on the Discord.
BMOD. A BMOD. Mm-hmm. Big man on Discord. he writes this. And if we have any follow-ups, I bet we could reach him right now on Discord, Tom.
Okay.
hi, Tim and Tom.
I'll pull up Discord just in case.
This is Pete. This
Hey, if you want to join our Discord, there's a link at tcgte.com.
Yeah. Hi, Tim and Tom. This is Petey from your Discord, so that name is fine. Tom, you're going to have to listen when I worry.
I am listening,
I know,
for
you're
fuck's
reading
sake.
A
it's
thing.
Updating.
Recently at work, I was teaching a trainee the ropes, and they would not or could not stop farting. Now we work in a pretty confined space, and it gets hot back there, so some sweat and odor is to be expected, but this was nonstop silent but deadlies.
Oh, boy.
Tom, plot twist. One time, she looked me straight in the eyes as she did it and pretended that nothing was going on, like some kind of wild animal dominance ritual. I of course fear confrontation. This is a real listener of our show. So yeah. I did nothing, which would have been fine since I probably wouldn't see her again. But it happened again the next night with a different person.
Oh, so word's gotten out.
Am I inviting this through my cowardice? Am I the one doing it? What is going on here? Thanks, Petey, from Discord. From your Discord, yeah.
Well, the question of if he's the one doing it, well, nobody can answer that except for Petey himself.
I mean, that's like a Fight Club situation, right? Like the twist is like, oh no, I've been the one farting all along.
Right. And if you don't...
Tyler Durden was my farts.
Yeah, I mean, you should know your own farts smell good, so you should know that whether they're yours or not. That's not true. Your own farts don't always smell good. Sometimes you smell your farts and you're like, oh boy,
this is troubling, right?
I shouldn't have done this.
You ever go like, oh no, I should go to the doctor?
No, never that bad. But I've
smelled some of your farts where I beg you to go to a doctor. Tom, but I'm a friend.
You've been there when I've done farts and they haven't hit you yet. And even for me, I'm like, Tim, I'm very sorry about this.
Yeah, this happens frequently.
I expected this to be like, you know, a normal smelling fart, but this is bad. I apologize.
That's been one positive aspect of the pandemic, Tom, is how infrequently we've been in enclosed space together.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we're frequently in close quarters in a hot space. It's actually pretty, it's getting a little steamy in my room right now. Mm. But yeah, I don't know. You know, it's such a difficult thing to broach. I've worked jobs where there have been issues with like hygiene.
Right.
And, you know, I've been in a place
in what way? In what way were there issues with hygiene? What
more,
kind of
more
job?
Like body odor.
Okay.
And like other people have complained to me about somebody, and like I've, you know, been a manager and it's like, oh, it's your job to talk about that thing. And I've had to do it, and it's the fucking worst. It's the worst for everybody involved.
Right.
And I mean I mean my honest advice.
I don't think this seems, Petey seems to be hypothesizing that this is intentional and these people know what they're doing.
Yeah. I mean, I was going to say my honest advice would be to talk to the person, and this sucks, but to preface it with like, look, this sucks. I hate this. I don't want to be saying this, but I think you've maybe been passing gas in here, and I'm going to have to ask you to stop if you've been doing that.
You don't know what Gen Z is like in the workplace.
That's true. Petey could get canceled over this.
Yeah, Petey's going to be on TikTok. They've been employee has been bragging about it. Maybe not even canceled. Maybe just getting clowned by Gen Z.
It might just be getting clowned. So
I think it's a setup, Petey. I think it's a setup, and I think you got to watch the way that you react to this. There's no winning here, right? Because like you're gonna say, I'm sure you're on TikTok right now, and it's like, this coward didn't even say anything while I was SBDing the whole place.
Tim, I'm just laughing because, you know, I'll try and make this quick, but like I'm part of a Twitter Spaces program where I'm doing like spaces on Twitter.
It's becoming part of the branded content.
No, listen, but Twitter gave me a lot of money to spend on Twitter advertising. So I've been just running like, just in the background, like Twitter ads. They honestly don't work that well. But so I get like random followers now. And like, I guess if somebody has like a certain threshold, they alert you like, hey, you just got a new follower. So I'll check the notification sometimes because I'm like, oh, who's this person? Maybe it's somebody who's got a bunch of followers or whatever. And it happened last night. And it just opened to a tweet where it was two Burger King employees having sex in the back room of a Burger King. And that was the tweet. That was the whole tweet. It was just a video of two people having sex at a Burger King. And it's really turned me off Burger King, to be honest with you. I know they've got thousands of restaurants, but, you know, if this is happening in one where it's being videotaped and tweeted, it could be happening everywhere.
Yeah. We got to get
Twitter.
Our...
So Twitter.com, great service. Sign up for it.
I want to know more about where Petey works, that he'd train somebody and then potentially never see them again.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of jobs, you know, they have like locations where it's like, people go to that place to train, but then they're, you know, sent off somewhere else. You know, he could be working in like a central hub or like a training location.
Maybe some sort of training CIA operatives, in which case a silent but deadly fart is
that could be useful in an assassination attempt.
It's a tool in your arsenal right there.
Yeah, maybe that's what George H.W. Bush was doing in Dallas, just in case that bullet didn't work.
Were we talking about that on the show or during a break?
Yeah, no, that was during the show. I hope it was during the show, Tim. It's good content.
What do you think Petey should do? What's going on here? I think he's getting clowned by Gen Z.
Yeah, and he's got to fart back worse. He's just always got to have one locked and loaded. Locked and loaded that will make them regret the day they were born. Yeah,
if you're lactose intolerant, eat a goddamn block of cheese the size of your head before you come into work.
Yeah, everybody knows something that's going to make them fart really bad. And load that up.
I'm trying to think of what my go-to would be. I don't know.
I drink like a meal replacement thing sometimes. And oh boy, does that, it awful farts all day. I have it in the morning, midnight that night. If I fart, Tim, it would kill you. It would actually kill you.
What does it do to your girlfriend?
It makes her want to break up with me.
You better be very careful. All right.
These farts, Tim, I'm telling you, like, they're heavy. They like sit in the room for like 20 minutes. It's like that fart's not going anywhere. But if you walk through that part of the room, if you disturb the air there, we're all gonna be dead. Don't do it.
I don't think I know. Mm-hmm. There was a period recently, you know, in the last year, where it was troubling. I'd be like, oh God, I must be sick.
Your farts?
Yeah. This is typical of me. Like, I never investigated, like, what did I eat today? Yeah, So I have nothing to trace that back to.
A lot of times it's like, you know, good stuff that, you know, Brussels sprouts make me awful farts, you know, but they're delicious and they're good for you.
Yeah. All right. So, Petey, this is your chance to get back at these goddamn Gen Z tricksters and pranksters.
Yeah.
Fart right back in their goddamn faces.
Yeah. And post it on TikTok. Gen Z revenge, the farting trainer. that could be your TikTok handle. People have gone viral for less, Tim.
Yeah,
I told you. Apparently, you can just post videos of Burger King employees having sex on TikTok.
Petey, try that. Try that, so you could start to go viral, and then once you've right. seeded it. Then,
yeah, Petey, I'll put it in the Discord, this tweet, and you can just rip that to TikTok, go viral, and then, start farting in front of other people.
Yeah.
You can find out more about the show at tcgt.com. You can follow us on Twitter, at Complete Guide. You can follow us on Instagram, at tcgte. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram, at Tom Reynolds, where you check out my followers list if you want to see videos of people having sex at Burger King.
Follow me at Your Pal Tim. I don't really do much on these things.
Should I retweet this tweet once this episode drops so people can find it?
I mean, I think you should. Will that sully your feed, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. Up until this point, I haven't posted videos of anyone having sex.
This is a public service, Tom.
Let alone two people in... I mean, the thing is, I don't know if they're in the back of a Burger King. They're both wearing Burger King uniforms.
Well, that just might be a thing.
And they're having sex in front of what looks like a commercial refrigerator. So, I don't know. Maybe they snuck into the back of a TGI Fridays to do it. Maybe that's their kink. They pretend that they're Burger King employees. Anyway, Tim, you have any final thoughts on...
check out the Reddit. Check out the Discord. Thriving communities. I really love it when there's a Reddit thread that about the episode where there's a lot of chatter.
A lot of discourse. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, is that where Discord gets there? Oh.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows? Discord, yeah. Do you, Tim, if somebody offered you the option to go to an adult gym class, would you do it?
No, I mean, I have so many opportunities.
Yeah, I was just like, I mean, you could go to the gym and do
and they have classes there too.
Yeah, but I'm saying, what if there was a gym, it was $100 a month, but they play Jake the Snake every day and you could go there.
I mean, I could participate in recreational sports, not Jake the Snake caliber.
Yeah.
No, I don't think I would do anything for, look, I got to get in shape, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm a dad now. I can't get the dad bod.
Yeah, you gotta get rid of the dad bod.
Yeah. So
say you have one, Tim. I haven't seen you shirtless in
ever.
I've seen you shirtless, but I can't remember the last time I've seen you shirtless. Yeah. I can't remember the last time we've gone swimming together. Isn't that sad?
We did go to a water park together, probably around 2016.
Yeah,
it was a good time. We should go back to a water park, and now it's not the time, I guess.
Nah, things are getting better.
February for one.
Right, by this summer we'll be going to water parks again.
Do you want to try to go to Six Flags this summer?
Yeah, of course.
All right.
Is your son going to be big enough to go on the ride?
I just remembered that I have a baby.
Who's not tall enough to go on the rides.
Yeah, he can't even hold his head up.
Yeah, so yeah, they're probably not going to let him on the Great American Scream Machine.
I mean, he's pretty tall, though. I think he'd meet the height requirements.
Yeah, and actually, like...
he's 6'3".
At 6'3", wow, holy cow. I mean, at Six Flags too, they've got like Estonian teenagers working there that I think don't really care. They're like, whatever. I'm here for the summer to work.
I think I'll bring my baby on the Great American Scream Machine regardless.
They'll toughen him up, Tim. Make him a man.
I have that story. I was brought on a scary ride earlier than I should have been, and it made me a better person.
Yeah. I remember taking you on that ride. You were, what, 32 at the time?
Enough.
All right. We'll see you next week.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.